Welcome to Hustle and Motivate, presented by JokerMag.com. On this podcast, I chat with real-life underdogs in the world of sports, entertainment, and more. We focus on their mindset, how they got started, what they're up to now, and how they overcame adversity on the path to greatness. I'm here with Hunter Rodenslaben, founder and CEO of Athlete Nation, a sports media company helping athletes, brands, and athletic programs share stories that matter. The message of Athlete Nation meshes perfectly with what we're building here at Joker Mag, and I'm really excited to have Hunter here to share his story. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks. I'm super excited to join you.
So you started Athlete Nation when you were just 12 years old. Can you walk me through that?
So I originally started Athlete Nation. It just started as a Twitter account that I started. And really my goal when I started it was that I wanted to inspire people. At the time, my mom was going through her last round of cancer, and really much of my childhood, my mom was facing cancer. And me being really involved in sports at that time, sports was my passion. I saw how my mom was helping people. And so I just kind of, tried to morph those things of sports and helping people. And that was really my goal with Athlete Nation, was to use this platform around sports and to inspire people and help people through just sharing motivational and inspirational messages is really what it started out as. And that was back in 2012. And over the years, I was able to grow a pretty large platform, began to brand Athlete Nation with a logo and a website and such. And then I guess fast forward about 8 years, we're now a media company that captures stories in sports. And like you mentioned, we partner with athletes, brands, and athletic programs to help them share stories through video, through their social media channels. And it's been a lot of fun to, see just the evolution that we've taken over the last 8 years, just the fact that we have an office and a whole team, and the quality work that we're able to produce, and just the impact that it's been able to have, has been a lot of fun to see just the evolution over the last 8 years for sure.
It's amazing. And what were those days like back in middle school and high school? I'm just really curious, you know, because you got school, sports, homework, all that stuff, and then you're running this big social media account at the same time.
Yeah, and that's a good question. So I started the account, I was going into my eighth grade school year, it was hard to balance, especially in the high school. My mom actually passed away right before my freshman year of high school. And so, just all the emotion and the adversity that comes with losing a parent too was a lot with trying to balance, like you mentioned, school and sports and this Twitter account and losing my mom. And it was really just, a combination of all those things. And I think especially when my mom passed away, I just really in that moment wanted to live my life for something bigger than myself. And so that's, what continued to drive me to excel in school and excel in sports and excel with growing this brand on social media.
You told me before you were sending out maybe like 50 tweets a day. What kind of stuff were you doing? Like, were you just sharing, like retweeting people, like coming up with your own stuff, or?
Yeah, it was a combination of coming up with my own, motivational quotes. A lot of them had lots of typos looking back at it. And I really don't know how I was able to grow such a following. But then, like, I would say half of the tweets were like motivational quotes that I would kind of come up with, you know, in my head. And and the other half was just stuff I'd look up online, like motivational quotes online that I would just like take and then post on online. So it was just kind of a combination of that sort of thing. And I was also resharing a lot of stories that ESPN was posting on social that I thought were inspiring. And I was resharing those on our Athlete Nation page. And so it was kind of a combination of those motivational quotes and some stories that I was coming across. But really just the whole focus was this idea of, uplifting posts, stories that inspired people, that sort of thing was really my goal initially.
Yeah. And that's interesting because we were talking about it before, how like ESPN occasionally will do those type of stories, but you wanted to build a brand around just those type of stories.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a big thing. And I know that's what you guys are about too. And that's so cool. Cause you know, I remember, growing up being involved in sports, and watching ESPN and my favorite thing that, you know, I would watch a ton of SportsCenter, but my favorite thing, when I was watching ESPN is when they would show their E60 stories or their 30 for 30s, or their SE featured stories. And those stories, I guess, especially just with the adversity that I faced with my family and losing my mom and things like that, those stories of, I guess, you know, real big time athletes going through real things. A lot of them, like, I guess what's crazy for me and being, you know, a kid from small town Nebraska, looking up to a lot of professional athletes and such. And I guess knowing that they also go through things and they also face adversity, and actually like learning about their life stories, meant a lot to me. And I think, for example, and I mentioned this to you yesterday when we were on the phone, but Dak Prescott, he lost his mom to cancer. And so, for me, hearing his story about how he overcame that, that was a story that ESPN did a couple of years ago. And that story meant a lot to me. And so I, you know, wanted to create that platform, that only shares those stories. And I thought ESPN wasn't sharing enough of those stories. And that's what I cared about so much. And I knew that's what a lot of other people cared about. And so my goal, especially as I grew the Athlete Nation platform, was to shift more towards that idea of telling stories in sports. And that was something that I was really passionate about. And that was something I was passionate about, not just because they meant a lot to me, but I knew that they could have an impact on a lot of other people as well.
For sure. And it really humanizes these people, because it's easy to look at them and, you know, you look at ESPN and a guy like LeBron James and you're like, wow, like that guy is nowhere close to the same as me. You know what I mean? Like, these people all have struggles and they all come from different backgrounds and they're a lot closer to me and you than you would think.
Yeah, and I think that's a big thing about it is not everyone can relate to big time success, but everyone can relate to adversity. Everyone can relate to the things that life throws at you, right? And so I guess being able to hear those stories of those big time successful people that you hear about, and the fact that they are people too, like you mentioned, is something that I think hits home with a lot of people.
And Athlete Nation, you guys are, you talk about sparking a positive change in the community. Do you see parallels between sports and life in general?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely. I think, like, man, I remember just growing up, like, watching my mom go through cancer or chemotherapy and everything that she was going through. And then, you know, I'd be playing baseball or playing football. And I was always kind of the little guy, even into high school. I played running back and I played a decent amount, but I was the little guy. And so, like, you know, I was half the size of some of the linemen and stuff that I would just get drilled and I get knocked down. And I think, like, the adversity that you face in sports, I think there's a direct parallel to the adversity that you face in life. And you can either fall down and just let it rule you, or you can rise to the occasion and overcome it. And I think that's just a direct parallel to life as well. And so watching my mom go through cancer and the way that she dealt with it, the way that she overcame it in a lot of different ways. She faced cancer 4 times throughout her life. I think there's a direct parallel between sports and life. And I think that's why I'm so passionate about sports and sharing these stories, because there is such a direct parallel.
It really is. And you mentioned being a little guy. I was always a little guy too. Did you feel like you had to work harder than everyone around you?
Yeah, no, I did. Like, in the weight room and stuff, like, I felt as if I had to work harder, and because I felt like there were a lot of, you know, my friends that were just naturally bigger, and so they were naturally stronger. And so I felt like I had to kind of try to make up for that gap that I felt like I had. But definitely.
And would you say that carries over into now what you're doing with Athlete Nation?
That's a good question. Yeah, I think it does, honestly. And I think a big part of that now is I'm 20 years old and running this thing, and I'm lucky I've got a business partner and some guys on this team that have helped a ton, and I've got an advisory board that's helping a ton too. But for me, kind of leading this thing, being a 20-year-old, I feel like I got a little bit of a chip on my shoulder to work harder than, you know, someone that, you know, I think that there might be some older people that don't understand what we're doing or might discredit us for being a young group. But I think that just kind of gives us that chip on our shoulder to work even harder.
Yeah, and I mean, for a 20-year-old kid, I mean, you're wise beyond your years. You're really well-spoken, and you obviously know exactly what you're doing. You got a big plan, and where do you think that comes from, that maturity at such a young age?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I think I think a lot of that comes from, again, kind of going back to losing my mom, watching her go through cancer. A lot of that came from having to overcome that, and just kind of always having that mindset that I can do whatever I set my mind to. And I think mm-hmm. I think the combination of all those things and just some of the adversity that I've had to face has made me grow up a little bit quicker than maybe some people. And I think that's definitely been a big attribute to, I guess, just the mindset that I have, and maybe the different maturity level than maybe some other people my age. Not saying I'm super mature, but like in terms of this business and stuff like mm-hmm. that, there's definitely a level of maturity that's obviously involved in running a business. And so I think a lot of that, like I said, can be attributed to, I guess, just learning from my mom, learning from my parents, and surrounding myself with a lot of people. And I think this is a big part of it too, is I guess surrounding myself with a lot of people that have that same mindset as me, or people that I want to be like. And I think, like, you know, it's super cliche. You hear, like, you know, that you end up being like the five closest people that you surround yourself with. That's a cliche that like everyone says, but it's super, super true. Like, yeah, it's just like, it's crazy how much that really does come true. And like the people that I've been able to surround myself with, in terms of the people on my team, my advisory board, and like just people that are driven to do things that are bigger than themselves, totally rubs off on you. And so I think that's been a big part of it too.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. Like, how did you, cause you were running this alone for a lot of years. And I think you told me it wasn't until about a year or two ago that you started finding business partners. How'd that whole process work?
Yeah. So I graduated high school in 2017. And so my first year of college, I went to the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. And that was, I was a freshman, you know, I was going into my freshman year a little over a year ago, the fall of 2017. So, it was right around that time when I graduated high school into the summer that I started having this vision of creating our own content for Athlete Nation around the stories in sports. And, you know, up to that point, it had just been me running the account. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I wanted to turn it into something bigger than what it was in terms of just really just being a Twitter account at that point. And so as a freshman at UNL going into the fall of last year, I had started to just do outreach to find people that could write, people that could host a podcast, people that, you know, might be good with video, to start capturing some of these stories. And I guess in that process, I was able to build a decent sized team, of a lot of kids that were my age, you know, just freshmen at UNL last year. Some of them were older. In that process, I got connected with my business partner, Nate Olson. He used to run a creative agency and was a photographer for the University of Nebraska, for a number of years. And so he's got a lot of experience in terms of business, in terms of, you know, how to work a camera. And so he's been doing a great job with that. So I got connected with him, and became my business partner just this last spring in March, actually. And I also got connected with our business development director now, his name's Alex. And I guess in that process of, I guess, building that team of creators, I was able to kind of cast a net and find the people that were really going to help me take this thing to the next level, in terms of, you know, my business partner and Alex, my business development director, and some of our other creators as well. And really what morphed into us being this sports media company that captures those stories in sports and shares them on our social media platforms, and really the business model that I thought we were going to have was just to find sponsors for that content, because we had about 90,000 followers across our social media platforms. And really what it's kind of morphed into, and the thing that we really had to kind of decide within the last couple months, is that we're really, really good at our video production. And that was something that we were going to hone in on versus try and exert a lot of our effort into written content and our podcast and other areas that really wasn't a good avenue in terms of bringing in revenue. And so that's really what we're focused in on now, is our partnerships with athletes, with brands, and with athletic programs as well to partner with them and help them share stories. And so that's what we're doing now. And it's been a lot of fun. Like I mentioned, this last year, we opened up our office space in downtown Lincoln, and we're working with some large brands around here. And we're really just getting started. We're working with just a few brands, but it's enough for us to kind of get our feet wet in terms of having this office space and being able to kind of sustain what we're doing. But we're really just beginning with what we're doing, and it's been exciting, just the journey that we've been on.
Yeah, it's amazing. And seeing the videos, we were talking about this before the show, Behind the Nation, just documenting your journey.
Yeah.
It's really cool to see. Like, you got three young guys in this office in Nebraska, and you guys are saying, like, some people look at us like we're really young and, you know, whatever, but you were talking about it's like a chip on your shoulder, and you guys are just getting started and all that stuff. What was the process like? This is something I've been curious about, is like reaching out to those sponsors at first. Like, was it a lot of trial and error, like refining your pitch? What did you say to these people?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's, I guess, a part that not a lot of people ask. So one of the things that I did back in January, so really it was this last January of 2018 was when we really decided we were going to start launching our own original content. And so back in December of last year, so right about a year ago, I had started doing outreach to companies, just shooting them direct messages on Twitter, or finding some emails that I could email a little pitch to. And really what my original pitch was, and I got this idea from Taylor Siebert, who's on my advisory board, was to provide value, right? And so the thing that we pitched was, okay, we're going to give an entire month's worth of original content up for free, in terms of a sponsor can attach their name to get brand exposure on all of our original content throughout the month of January at no cost. And that was just a way for us to get our foot in the door, because at that point, we were a bunch of young college kids that, yes, we had a large social media platform, but we hadn't really created much original content up to that point. We really didn't have any credibility in terms of working with any large brands in the past. Mm-hmm. And what was crazy is I reached out to, I guess, a number of different companies, but one of the companies that responded was First National Bank of Omaha. And they are a very large bank here in the Midwest. I think they're in 6 or 7 states. Their headquarters is in Omaha, Nebraska. And so just right up the road from us. And we were actually able to lock them down as a pilot sponsor for our content throughout the month of January at no cost. So we didn't make any money off of it. But it started a relationship. And so after that month of January, where we were creating that content, we regrouped after that month and talked about what they liked, what they didn't like about the whole pilot sponsorship. And what they came back to us with is, you know, we love the content that you guys created. We loved even the exposure that our name got on your platform. But they said that the one thing that they wanted that was missing is engagement on their channels. And so what they kind of came back to us with, and one thing that they really loved as well, was our video story that we did over, her name was Tira Williams. She ran track at the University of Nebraska. And if you haven't heard her story, then you should check it out on our social channels. But that was a story that they really, really loved. And so they wanted a way to, I guess, utilize what we were really good at that point, which was exclusively our video content. And they wanted a way to have engagement on their social media channels. And what that resulted in was us pitching this campaign this last spring, back in March, around how high school football unites different communities throughout the state of Nebraska. And we ended up calling it the Champions of the Community video series. And this video series went out on First National Bank social media channels, as well as our social media channels. What was really cool about it is we targeted specific communities throughout the state of Nebraska. We did the North Platte community, we did Grand Island, and we did the Columbus community in the state of Nebraska. And the community with the most likes, the video with the most likes on social media, got a $10,000 grant for the schools in that community from First National Bank. And so it really drove the engagement on these videos, especially on First National Bank social media channels. And it really got the whole community that we did those videos over involved in watching these videos and engaging with them. And so it ended up being a really large success. And so First National Bank, they're interested in doing a lot more work with us moving forward. But really, I guess to answer your question, was what we did up front was to provide value. At that point, we didn't have a lot of leverage outside of just having this large social media platform. And so what we could do was just provide value, and they had to sign off on, you know, before we posted a piece of content, they had to approve it before we posted it, just because, again, we were a bunch of college kids that had no credibility. But it worked out, and now we've got some large deals with them in the works. So yeah. It just goes back to bringing value.
For sure. And it's almost like a free trial kind of thing.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely. That's exactly what it was.
Show them what that'll be like. So of everything you've done so far, what would you say is the one thing that you're most proud of?
I think the thing that I'm most proud of, and something that I really didn't touch on yet, is one thing I'm really blessed about is just being able to, I do a lot of public speaking, throughout the state of Nebraska at schools in particular, sharing my story, sharing, I guess, just the message that I have of living your life for something bigger than yourself. And I talk about losing my mom, and I talk about how I overcame that by creating this Athlete Nation company. And so I think for me, I think the most rewarding thing that I've done outside of just all this work that I put into Athlete Nation, but I guess being able to kind of step back from that and speak at schools and speak to students about my story and my message, and just seeing, I think, the impact that it has on some students, I think that's probably the most rewarding thing for me. Because I think what's kind of cool, and I think you can probably relate to this too, is like, it's one thing to post content out on social and to have someone reply and say, oh, this is awesome, great story, or this meant a lot to me, or something like that. And it's a whole nother thing to be able to take a message or a story and to deliver it in person and to see, like, yeah, the actual faces that you don't often get to see, because it's usually just behind a screen with what we're trying to do in terms of building social platforms, right? And so being able to take that into real life and share, you know, stories and messages and see the actual impact that it has in person is something that I think is probably the most rewarding for me.
And what kind of feedback do you get from those kids?
You know, it's kind of all over the place. And I think the most common thing is when I speak at a school, I usually after the event, I usually have a number of kids that'll come up, and a lot of them will share their stories with me of things that they're going through or things that they've gone through, whether they've, you know, lost a parent or lost a loved one as well, or whether the parents got divorced or whether they get bullied or whatever the case is. And a lot of them will share their stories and say something along the lines of, I could really relate in terms of, you know, going through adversity, and your story really inspired me to want to live my life for something bigger than myself, and that it's going to be okay, and that sort of thing. And for me, I think it's just, it's really just the most rewarding thing ever. And I think it kind of goes back to why you and I are doing what we're doing in terms of sharing stories, is to be able to relate with people on a very human level, gives people hope. I think especially those that are going through tough times themselves.
For sure. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day, man. Just, I can't imagine what it's like for you to be able to connect with those kids and, like, just really bond with them and show them that you've been through a similar situation. And I can't imagine what it means to them to be able to talk to you about that and see where you're at now. So props to you. That's just awesome stuff.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a lot of fun. And I think, like, it's so crazy to me, because I think back to, you know, even a couple years ago, I wasn't speaking anywhere, and Athlete Nation wasn't anything more than just a Twitter account. And I think how lucky I am to be able to have the people that I have been able to surround myself with and the help that I've been able to, you know, have just to get to be able to do the stuff that I'm doing. And it's crazy, because you ask any of my friends, and I'm a normal kid just like anyone else is. And I just think that just a little bit of a drive to keep pushing yourself to do a little bit more and to live your life for something a little bit bigger than yourself has been able to kind of allow me to take those steps of being able to speak places and do the stuff with Athlete Nation. So I think anyone can do the stuff that you and I are doing. And I think that's what's awesome about social media and awesome about the world that we live in.
And for people out there who might be, you know, struggling with something, a situation at home or personal problems. They might be hesitant to pursue their dreams, struggling to overcome adversity. What advice would you give to those people?
I think the biggest thing is that you're not alone. I think everyone to some degree is dealing with something, whether you know it or not. It's crazy. I think even just some of my closest friends, I learn more and more, you know, as time goes on about stuff that they've either dealt with or stuff that they're going through. And so you're not alone. You're not alone. I think that's just the biggest message right there. And you know, there's always a way to continue to push on. And if you've got any sort of passion to live your life for something bigger than yourself, to start a company, to become a doctor, or whatever your goals are, like, just go for them. We only have one life. And for me, especially, is I don't want to waste it. And I don't think any of you do either. And so I think that's the message that I hope that everyone takes home.
It's a great message, dude. And this was a lot of fun. I know you got a lot of big things in store for you, and I'm really looking forward to seeing these next few years of development for Athlete Nation. So thanks for coming on.
Yeah, of course. Let's stay in touch, and good luck with everything that you've got going on as well. If there's any way I can help, just hit me up. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, or if you learned something new, smash that subscribe button and leave us a quick review. Hustle and Motivate is presented by JokerMag.com, the home of the underdog.